of your father and Kwekwa Idoho, and this one is Atamilsa's family, this one is not Atamilsa's family. All that brouhaha, when you hear.
Captain Smart.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Well, you know, I've stayed away from this thing.
No, today you have to.
And, you know, I'm not an island in this world.
Okay.
I come from a family.
That's right.
And I think that my family, being headed by my father's brother, Kadman Atamils, are doing a good job.
Okay, so your father's family is being headed by Kadman Atamils.
He's the bishop in...
Bam.
There's no other bishop in anywhere that I know. I know that Kadman Atamils, a bishop in Kojo Dufu, if I'm not wrong, is the head of my family in my father's side.
Okay.
You know, and he is who we take our instructions from.
Okay.
So I believe that they are doing very well. And my uncle, Samuel Atamils, the MP, he's also doing an amazing job. But honestly speaking, I think that this whole brouhaha is boring. It's extremely boring. You know, President Mills had many sons, you know. He had many young people that in his time that he wanted to, you know, mentor and bring up within the political space, you know. And God being so good and knowing what's best, took him away at the time that he did. Now, I think that it's important for us to acknowledge and appreciate that everybody grieves in their own way. Some people can decide to grieve for the rest of their lives, and other people can also decide to move on and do something for themselves that would make their mentor proud. Even in their grave or in their afterlife. So when people decide that, you know what, President Mills did well for us, but we also have to make him proud by becoming something with what he taught us and moving on and, you know, living to the best of their abilities, it's also okay.
Okay.
And I also think that it's okay for people to continue to soak for the rest of their life, because that is how they decide that they want to deal with it. But when you start, you know, acting out of character to the person that you are elogizing by, you know, starting to, you know, now become a threat to his you know, attributes. See, when you say someone is your mentor, you have to behave synonymously to how the person is.
That's right, okay.
You know, so if we are saying President Mills is Asumdje Hene and, you know, he was slow to anger and, you know, we had a very high level of integrity and all of that stuff, I think it's important for us to try and, you know, emulate that, just so that tomorrow when you go and say, oh, that was Atamoso's boy, just the person's persona and how they behave and how they act would prove that true and true President Mills brought this person up or President Mills mentored this person. But when we start, you know, becoming mischievous and decide that we will not just understand and go against all of these things that we're talking about, then you have to, you know, take away the name Atamoso. Because at that point, you're putting the name Atamoso in disrepute. Because now, are you telling us that this is what President Mills taught you to do? Are you getting where I'm coming from?
I'm following you.
You see, and for me, what really broke the camel's back was this anniversary that happened in July 2024 this year. When I was there with my aunties and my uncles.
Oh, you were there?
I was there with my aunties and my uncles, who are direct siblings of my father. And, you know, you bring a group of people.
Who?
Kokoa Yindoho brings a group of people to Asumdje Park and now brands them as the real family of President John Evans Atamils. You know, completely ignoring the fact that his siblings from his mother, both shared the same mother and father, are there. I think it's extremely disrespectful. And you would not behave like this if President Mills was around. You know, when you do that, you are extremely mischievous. You see, this is President Mills who You know, at the time, Kukua Indo, who was the communications director, he was the same person that when President Mills was being abused by the opposition party. Remember when President Mills went to China to go and get the loan for that turbo gas project? Yes. The same people who went around saying that, oh, he has sold the country and all those things, they were wearing black to parliament, showing him red card in parliament, that you as communication director was fighting them. Today, they are your friends, and you are, you see, it shows that you don't have any principles. It shows that it's like, well, like, the morals are, like, we can't even identify who you are anymore, you know? And I think it tarnishes your credibility as a person, because if they are fighting President Mills for borrowing $1 billion or $3 billion or whatever the amount was, look at the amount of money this current government has borrowed. But you are siding with them and claiming that they are much better than the Atta Mills John Mahama administration. So where do you stand? You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
When you do that, now your credibility is in tatters, because now nobody even knows who you are anymore. There's zero principles, nothing. You have no, you know, I don't even know how to, and that's why I decided to stay out of it, because I don't even see why, you know, I should participate in such, you know, such things.
Do you talk to him?
Honestly, I don't remember the last time I spoke to him. I met him at a mutual friend that we have. His mother passed away, and I went to the funeral. Adolf is a very good friend of mine, and I went, and he was there, you know. But besides that, I don't have a direct number for him or anything. He's not someone I pick up a call and pick up a phone and speak to him. And well, I'll be damned if tomorrow or later on today he's out attacking me. But the fact of the matter is, it is boring. Just let it go.
Are you disappointed in his actions?
It's extremely disappointing.
Oh.
It's extremely disappointing. It doesn't make any sense. If the family of President Mills decide that this is what they want to do, leave us to do it. And this is it. I don't get it. And this is the last time I'm going to speak about it, because it's jarring.
is it because maybe the family granted him a lot of space to operate within your family circles?
The Atta Mills family naturally is very accommodative.
Okay.
So when you come and we believe you have good intentions, we will accommodate you. But when you come and you pretend you have good intentions, and then now you are using that, you know, that grace that we've given you to your own advantage, and you start abusing it, then it becomes a problem. You see, so for me, if you have a fight with somebody else, find your own space and fight it. We are all human beings. We don't get along with a lot of people. But that doesn't necessarily mean we should come and wash our, you know, dirty clothes in public. Some of these things, we have to exercise very high level of discretion in how we deliver ourselves. Anyway, that's my personal opinion.
So now what's the relationship between the family, not you, I mean the entire family, and him as Kukua Indo?
Again, like I said, I have a family here and they are dealing with it, you know, and they in their best of knowledge would know how to handle him, and they're doing it, I believe. I mean,
he's established the foundation using your father's name.
Again, he has the right to do whatever he likes, but like I'm saying, the family heads are working around the clock to try and, you know, preserve the Atta Mills name that we all carry, you know, and they'll do it to the very best strength that they have. So for me, I trust them to do the right thing.